Looking for the perfect birthday or anniversary gift or a special date night? Well, then you need Zodart, Seattle's only exotic car rental company. Visit Zodart.com to book an exotic special car for that very special day.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
A listener named Ben is on the phone with us for a second date update today. He said he recently went out with a girl named Vanessa, and there was a scene caused at the restaurant on their first date. Ben, did you forget your pants again or something? 'Cause that happens to me nonstop. It's really embarrassing and usually causes quite a scene.
Well, actually, I did remember my pants this time. It didn't have anything to do with it.
Okay. Did she forget her pants?
Well, no, but that would have made it better.
So your email said that there was a scene that was caused. First, tell us about the girl and then tell us about the scene.
Well, first off, her name's Vanessa. She's a friend of a friend, so I didn't really know her initially. But, yeah, I mean, she's, like, seriously the hottest girl I've ever dated at
really?
This point. Like, for sure.
That is that's a bold statement, sir.
Well, not necessarily. He might have dated some real, real unattractive people.
No, well, she's, like, hot in general. Like, seriously, the other girls I've dated, They're pretty cute, I'm not going to lie, but this girl is like a ridiculous 10.
Okay.
Okay, so
did you know that before going into it? I mean, you said you were set up friend of a friend, but had you known of her before and wanted the friend to set you up, or?
Well, when my friend wanted to set it up, I was hesitant, but then she showed me a picture of her, and then I was definitely in.
Okay.
So when you guys saw each other for the first time, do you think she was equally as excited about you?
I think I'm a halfway decent looking guy, but I knew a little bit about her. Like my friend told me she really liked Italians. So I suggested this one Italian place, but she said no. She wanted to go to her favorite Italian place.
I like how you're like, I'm gonna be a man here, I'm gonna think of the right place to take you, and she's like, no, we're going to my restaurant.
I think that's a really good sign. I mean, obviously she's excited about the date if she wants to show you someplace good that she thinks is amazing.
I was definitely down to try it. And plus, if she picks the place, then like she can't pin that on me if it sucks.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's a very good point.
You're out of the woods on that one.
All right, well, your email said that there was a scene caused during your date. Tell us about that. What happened?
Okay, so everything was going well until the waitress walked up, and she told us about the restaurant a little bit and then left, and everything, it seemed fine, but Vanessa was, like, really put off by that, and I didn't understand exactly, like, what was going on, and then she realized she had just left one menu, and that really put her off, because she interpreted that as, like, what, am I gonna, like, order for her, or... like, is she not her own person? Like, maybe she just forgot a menu, you know?
So she got insulted thinking that the waitress was assuming that you were the man in charge.
I think so, yeah. I mean, I didn't take it like that at all. But then she comes to refill our waters. And Vanessa, like, criticizes that, too. Basically, she says that the waitress filled the water glass too high or something. And where it should be only a quarter inch from the top. And then she went off about how she waitressed for years, and she can't believe that this girl is actually a real waitress. And by the time we were done, I didn't know what was going on, but she was getting progressively more mad.
Did you try to calm her down? I mean, how did you react?
Everything she was criticizing, I didn't really know what to say, because I just basically agreed with her. And I was just like, yeah. I was, like, trying not to rock the boat any more than it already was.
Yeah. I mean, I guess if she's already pissed off, you don't want to, like, poke the bear, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So what happened then?
So the waitress brings her bill, and I was going to leave a tip, of course, like a normal person. And Vanessa was like, no, don't leave a tip. She did a terrible job.
What?
Wait, a former waitress said not to leave a tip? That sounds so crazy to me.
Yeah, I know. Of course I'm going to give her a tip. Yeah. But I got up to leave, and I was just going to hand her cash, like, as in passing. Mm-hmm. But Vanessa goes straight to the waitress and, like, tells her off and, like, talks about how crappy of a job she did and,
what?
Like, how she should never be a server anymore and go get a job somewhere else. And, like, she was so pissed.
Why do you want to call this girl again? She sounds like a really horrible person.
On the one hand, maybe she's just having the worst day possible. You know, I don't know. Yeah. What happened at her job before that or whatever. But at the same time, she's incredibly hot. And I
can't
let her go like that.
You just want to give her another shot, huh?
Yeah, definitely, for sure. I just want to find out what the actual deal is. And she won't return any of my calls. I don't understand why she would not want to call me based on having beef with the waitress.
Yeah, exactly.
Not your fault. And she chose the restaurant.
And you paid.
Exactly.
Have you asked your friend that set you up? Like, is she known for being a little off kilter?
I talked to my friend about it, and she said, no, Vanessa's always super sweet, super nice, like even keel. And
obviously, your friend has never gone out on a date with Vanessa, it sounds like. All right, well, we'll play a song, come back, call her, and get your second date update, okay?
All right.
All right. Are you nervous? Because I am.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
If you're just joining us for today's second date update, Ben is on the phone with us, and Ben went out on a date with the Incredible Hulk.
No!
Very, very hot Incredible Hulk, but still a very, very angry person. Her name is Vanessa, and I guess throughout their whole first date, she just raged about everything, from the waitress only dropping off one menu, to her not pouring the water correctly, just all of it. And then even at the end of their date, she confronted the waitress and told her what a terrible job she had done before storming off and out of Ben's life forever. And now, for some reason, Ben still wants to see if he can get another date with this woman.
Guys.
Probably because she's just hot.
She must be like a supermodel or something, because I would not put up with that amount of crazy.
She definitely looks like a supermodel. And, you know, I've only been on one date with her, so I'm willing to give her the benefit of the doubt, because maybe she just had a bad day. You know, everybody has bad days.
That's
pretty
true.
Pretty people get away with everything. If she was slightly ugly, you would have so many horrible words for her.
No comment.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm going to dial her phone number right now and see if we can find out why she's not calling you back, okay?
All right.
All right, here we go.
Hello.
Hi, is Vanessa there?
This is she.
Hey, Vanessa, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Who?
Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
You're on the radio?
Yes. I'm going to go ahead and just going to guess that you haven't heard of the show before.
It's a show? Like, the
yes.
show is called Jubal?
Yes, it's a radio show.
Is this like a country show? Is it like, do you guys talk about stuff? What's
No.
What?
It's not. It's not. It's just a regular morning radio show. We do all kinds of wacky prank phone calls and things like that, you know.
Are you pranking me?
No. I'm not pranking you right now. I do want to talk to you about something, though, if you have a moment.
Okay, I guess, depending on what it is.
Well, the other day, one of our listeners emailed us about you.
About me?
Yes.
Go on.
His name is Ben, and you guys went out on...
Nope, I'm not interested.
Whoa!
Wow, that was quick.
If you have his contact information, just let him know to stop calling me.
All right, well, hold up, though. You didn't even let me finish what I was going
to
say.
I don't need to let you finish. But, the answer is no. I don't know why he's contacting you to contact me. Is that what's going on?
You don't even want to know why Ben would send us an email about you.
I know why Ben is emailing you. He wants to go out with me again. He has made that very clear.
You may
yes,
want
he does.
To hear what he has to say, because Ben said some things that you did that weren't super awesome.
I'm sure I know exactly what he said.
All right. Well,
it was not a good night. Ben was not a great guy. You know, to be honest, wow. I thought he was. At first, my friend really talked him up, and it's a no. Just
what?
Be a no.
Can I ask you a question about the date? Is that possible without you getting mad at me? Okay. He said that when you guys went out, everything went fine. Like, you guys were getting along, and then you started just raging about the waitress, and you got so angry that you ended the date by storming off to your car and haven't talked to him again.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. But from talking to you, it sounds like you were angry with him.
Yeah, Ben did not pass the test, and, you know, and that's no more dates for him.
What's the test? Wait, what test?
To be honest, I'm very attractive. I'm sure Ben made that clear to you. I am a very attractive person, and I'm not being haughty about it. I'm just being real. I'm generally attractive to most people.
Okay.
All right. Confidence is a good thing.
Yeah, very humble, too.
Yeah. No, of course. But I'm aware of that, and, you know, I'm not a shallow person, obviously. I mean, Ben is attractive enough, but he's not, I'm more attractive than Ben is, not to be mean.
Okay.
But a lot of times I have to deal with people who only want to date me because I'm attractive, so I set up a test process so that I can weed out the bad ones.
That's actually kind of genius. Like, I don't understand it because I'm not that hot.
Thank you.
But...
Oh, I'm sure you're very hot.
What was the test?
When I date guys, the first date is like when you find out what they're made of inside, like what kind of guy they actually are, not just looks, not what they're based on. And a lot of guys will just want to date me because I'm hot. So right. I make it so I kind of provoke them to call me out on my shit. So that's why whenever I go out on a first date, I choose the restaurant. So, the waitress is my friend, and so I wasn't being unfair to her, but I act unfairly. I call out little micro things like the water being messed up or not tall enough or quarter inch from the top. Like, I've told them that I've waitressed before and that she is a shit waitress. And I just, like, badger the waitress. And if he isn't willing to call me out and tell me that I'm being a jerk, then I don't want to be with somebody who would just agree with me because they're like, well, she's hot. Screw it if she's a mean, horrible person.
Oh, my God.
This is the most, I mean, at first I thought you were super vain, but now I just think you're an evil genius.
Genius? I was in the restaurant industry for years. This never happens.
Oh, it's happened. You just don't know about it. I'm not the only girl doing this.
Wow. Dude, I
love it. So the waitress was your friend?
Yeah. She knows all about this.
Oh, and he just went along with the whole thing.
Yeah, he just kind of like shrugged and was like, oh yeah, like we'll get another menu. And like, oh yeah, the water does seem weirdly small from the top. I'm like, that makes no sense.
Is it almost fun for you? Like, how far can I go before this guy actually stands up for what's right?
This is making me sound like I'm like an evil like sorceress who's like thinking of all these ways to do things, but it's not like that. I honestly want to find somebody of substance, like a partner who's willing to call me out. And, you know, I've done this a dozen times. I mean, and out of all of those, I've literally only gone on a second date with one guy.
Really?
And it's because he called me out. He was like, you're kind of being a jerk. And I was like, round of applause for this one. let's try this out.
Oh, my gosh.
One dude out of dozens actually call you out for being an a-hole.
Oh, my God.
Because everybody else just wanted to date you because you're hot.
I'm glad that you're impressed by all this, but are we done with this phone call?
We are almost done. I just have one more thing I need to say to you.
Okay, what else do you want to know? I feel like I've told you everything.
Oh, I don't want to know anything. I just want to let you know that Ben is actually on the other line listening to this conversation and really wants to talk to you.
Are you serious?
Yes. Ben, you there? Or did you run away?
No, I'm definitely here. Vanessa, that's pretty what you did back at the restaurant. And look, I'm going to call you out now because apparently you like that kind of thing. And I didn't call you out back then because I'm trying to be a nice guy. And this is the first freaking date that I have been on with you. I'm not going to, like, cause drama immediately. I get to know somebody.
That's not
first.
Drama.
I'm trying to get
That's
to know
It's not drama
you.
To call somebody out on being mean. You could have easily just been like, nope, that's the water isn't weird. Do you have a problem with this waitress? You could have literally said anything instead of just being a little... That was you. That's what it felt like being on a date with you, Ben.
You get to know somebody first, and then once you get to know somebody, then you can call them out for all their But I'm just trying to get to know who you are. And
you called a radio station to try and get a second date with me, even though I was an asshole. So if I wasn't attractive, would you want a second date? If I didn't look like this, would you want a second date? That's a no, isn't it? Okay, well, in case in point.
I mean, Ben, you've got to be honest. Like, you didn't say one thing about her other than how hot she was. Like, I honestly don't know anything about Vanessa.
Why are you giving her more ammunition? She doesn't know that. Look, everybody is attracted initially by beauty. That's just the way it works.
Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that you're a terrible person, but you're not the right person for me. I'm looking for somebody who is willing to call me out, willing to communicate with me if I'm being irrational about something. I don't want you to just be like, oh, pacify it. It's fine. I can have sex with her later. Like, it's great. It'll be worth it.
I don't really know what to do. Look, I feel like I've been scammed, okay? Like one of those scams over the internet where you lose all your money and you don't really know what happened. And I feel like you didn't give me a fair date. And I deserve a fair date. Everyone does. And so, like, that's all I'm asking. I'm only asking for just a fair date, somebody that's open and honest and not playing tricks.
Hey, Vanessa, would you like to go out with Ben one more time? We will pay for a second date.
You know, I want to give him a round of applause for that wonderful speech he just gave, but no.
Oh, my God.
Man.
You are brutal.
You made a point.
Well, you know what? Look, okay, that kind of steals the deal for me, because if you're going to be an asshole like that, I wouldn't want to date an asshole anyway.
Oh, now he doesn't want to date an asshole.
Ben, if you would have done that on our first date, maybe we'd be going on a second date now. You would have had to call a radio station to get in touch with me.
This is bullshit, man.
Ben, I'm sorry you did not get a second date.
Look, I can't win. If I called her out and didn't like who she was, then she would like me. And if I didn't and wanted to get to know her more, then she won't like me.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess on your next date, just all, like, as soon as you start going out, just call him out on everything. Just be rude.
Is that what you're wearing
today? I'm definitely going to do that next time.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
The hot test. Didn't even know it existed. If you don't know what I'm talking about, I'll tell you in just a second. We're talking about today's second date update. And the guy in today's second date update named Ben, I bet he feels wronged. And you know what he should do?
Oh, what should he do, Jewel?
He should get a hold of my friends at advocateslaw.com. They're available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can call them at 206-512-3555. Personal injury attorneys. Let's say you're walking along, you're crossing the street, and somebody's not paying attention, and bam, they hit you with their car.
Ooh.
Well, you probably want to get some money for that, I would think.
Yeah.
And the best way to do that is hit up my friends at advocateslaw.com. It's 206-512-3555. They've gotten over $100 million for their clients, so hit them up. Speaking of being blindsided, Ben went out with Vanessa. She was terrible.
Yes.
On their first date. Yelling at the waitress, saying, like, are you even going to tip her? Just complaining about everything.
Oh, obnoxious. Well,
when we got her on the phone, we asked her about the date, and she said, yeah, I do that on all my first dates because I'm incredibly hot. But she didn't sound like cocky hot. She just sounds like, I know I'm attractive,
yeah,
and dudes just want to date me because I'm good looking. So when she goes out on dates, she acts like an a-hole, seeing if the guy will call her on it so she knows that he's just not into her looks.
It's all set up. Like, the waitress was actually a friend of hers. That's why she picked the restaurant.
That is so smart.
And yeah. I couldn't figure out why he wanted to call her when she was being just a jerk. But
it was because she was hot.
Dude, she was hot enough.
The worst part about this is I would fall for this. I would fail at this test totally.
Oh, like, I think most dudes do. That's why she
it's
does it.
So
and there's
smart.
So many dudes that are pissed at her on the text board right now.
Yeah.
Someone texted in, she sounds like she has a weird face and a small booty.
Right.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Guys are angry at her, but
because that's not petty.
It worked. Because normally you wouldn't want to do a second. You wouldn't want a second date update if you went out with somebody like that. But
you'd
he still wanted
terrible.
To do it because she was hot. So I guess it worked for her. Text in at 78592. Ladies, are you going to do this test now? Did you learn something from Vanessa? Remember, if you want to do a second date update, just email the show and we will call the person who didn't call you back.
Moving 92.5.